الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to touch base on one of the very important concepts in Islam and try to understand the differences and the integrity between faith and legislation, al-aqidah wa sharia in Islam. These two are actually any religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell any one of his messengers of a religion, these two main sections, aqidah, which is the belief, which is the faith, and sharia, which is the legislation. Al-aqidah, which is the faith, never changes. Since Adam up to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, exactly the same, never changes. Amma sharia, which is legislation, has been changed. This is has been changed. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he was actually one of the messengers to Bani Israel, and he told them, that means I came to you to make some of those things that have been forbidden, now it's actually not forbidden anymore. And scholars actually get to the conclusion that sharia, which is legislation, has changed. But faith, aqidah, never changed. That concept in Islam has a very integrated. In Islam, you can't find difference between sharia and aqidah. The difference is there. But for us, and a lot of scholars have mentioned that, indicating that as Islam, our iman, Shaykh Ahmed ibn Hanbal, scholar Ahmed ibn Hanbal, a lot of times indicated that iman or Islam. And it's actually sometimes that's the generic meaning. Because to get to that conclusion, it's that Islam. So anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, or anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to do, is an Islam. وَيَخْطَلِ iman, that means it has to be actually based on faith. Otherwise there is no integration between these two. This is very, very important concept. Why? Because as you know, Islam's enemies always try to get through to Islam. And one of them concepts actually is secularism, which is al-ilmaniyya. Secularism actually is trying to differentiate between these two. And one of the traps actually that they are trying to tell Muslims that faith, yeah, it's mandatory. But legislation is optional. You could do it or not. Which is absolutely forbidden. Both are integrated and both are mandatory. And that's how we get to Muslims' countries. And as you know, some of the Muslims' countries are actually secularists, absolutely. They differentiate between these two. As one is optional, the other one is mandatory. In reality, both are mandatory. And never, none of any of the scholars differentiate between these two. Unless they are actually talking about something related to fiqh, which is very specific situations where they differentiate. But when it comes to mandatory, both of them are mandatory. Because to do the first, to do legislation, which means actually the actions that you have to do, you have to have faith. Because faith is indicating actually that you believe in Allah, you believe in Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, you believe in the Yawm al-Ba'th, Day of the Deen, you believe in resurrection, you believe in angels, malaika, you believe in all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are beliefs. You believe in that one. But how to get it in action? Then you follow the action. And that's very important. And legislation actually are the actions, those things that Allah either ordered us to do or ordered us not to do. And a lot of times, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering something that to do or not to do. He's always starting the ayah with, Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, O my believers. يا أيها المؤمنون إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله في سورة الجمعة. In سورة الجمعة الله سبحانه وتعالى is talking to believers that when on Friday إذا نودي للصلاة that means in call to prayer you have to go to pray. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. And that's one of the things which is very interesting. Just, I want to just to get in touch with you on this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Leave selling. He did not say leave purchasing. Well, why? Because actually the benefit comes from selling, not from purchasing. Because when you go and buy actually, when you buy, what happens actually, you sell actually something, you get money, that's the benefit. But if you purchase, you lose some money. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Leave sales. Because that's the benefit. Because it's more important to go to pray than to do anything else. And Allah also who? Believers. If you're not a believer, you're going to have to. Okay? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقَصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ. That means al-qasas, which is actually, if somebody kills somebody, the killer has to be actually to get the same punishment. Who do this? Believers. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Believers. Siyam, fasting, is mandatory to you, just like any of the other people before you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطُلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. And that's one of the rules actually, which is telling us about morality, when you do, when you pay actually zakat. لَا تُبْطُلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. That means, if you do it, don't come back and tell to somebody who give it, oh, I give it to you someday, some money. Don't do this, because you lose it. And who should do this? المؤمنون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. So all of these things actually يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تدينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. Is في آية الدين, وهي آية الدين is actually in the end of سورة البقرة, which is the longest ayah in Quran, the whole page, one ayah. It's telling us actually it starts دين, that means debt. Who do this? Yeah, it started with يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ believers first. So it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that, is indicating the integration between both. And if somebody tells you actually that it's option, you don't have to do that, you are not a believer if that's the case. And not only this actually, there's sometimes those ones are mandatory. But even in simple things that you think it's simple. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in Hadith al-Sharif, three times he said, La yu'min, la yu'min, la yu'min. Three times. He's not a believer, he's not a believer, he's not a believer. Companions ask Prophet Muhammad, who is that? Who is that not a believer? What did he say? Man la ya'man jarahu bawa'iqah. That means those people who are actually treating their neighborhood so bad. So even if you treat your neighborhood bad, you're not a believer. And your neighborhood actually in Islam, al-jar in Islam, is not just like your next door. Al-jar al-jamb wa al-sahir al-jamb wa al-sabeel. And that could be a next subject someday, but al-jar al-jamb actually for your next door. Al-sahir al-jamb, somebody actually sits beside you, just like now. Somebody sitting beside you, you don't know him, or you're flying somewhere, or even in the train. Somebody sitting beside you, that's now he's your neighbor. And you have to treat him according to Islam. So if even those things, simple things, to do it and respect it, you have to follow Prophet Muhammad والسلام, and you have to be a believer. So this is very, very important. So even those simple things actually, that Prophet Muhammad والسلام, told us, we have to do these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Asr, and this is some of the exclusions here, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is swearing with asr, that means the time, zaman. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. الْإِنسَان, mankind, خُسْ, that means he's a loser. And then excluded. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So excluded those believers. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those believers, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, take it in action. That they are actually doing the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They are actually more and more recommending those haq, good things to do. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They've been patient. الآية الكريمة في سورة البقرة. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنْ. What's birr? That's the definition. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Those people who believe in Allah. والملائكة واليوم الآخر, that means day of the deen.
day of judgment, wal malaika, angels, wal yawm al akhir, all of this you believe. And then the same ayah, وآت المال على حبه ذو القربى واليتامى والمساكين. And those people who actually pay money, zakah and sadaqah. And if you look at these two, the first ayah, the first starting of the ayah, starting with the belief, with the action. Sorry, with the belief. Then the action. You can't do the action unless you believe. There's no way. It's just like very simple. You have a car. Can you turn on your engine if you don't have a battery? If you don't have fuel? You can't. Very simple. So to do actually, to turn on your engine, you have to switch it on, you have to have fuel. And the fuel for that is the iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the contradiction which is secular is or ilmaniya, getting us to do that, you, yes, you can believe, but you're gonna have to do with the legislation. This is exactly like you buying a car, just like a Mercedes car, but when you do maintenance or service, you use actually a Toyota car for this. Do you do this? Do you use a catalog, a different catalog than your car to do maintenance or service? Does it make sense? If you want to be a believer, then you have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. It's not a matter that, oh yeah, I can't believe, but I don't have to do what Allah, no. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Praying, to pray to Allah is mandatory. Who should pray? كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, to those believers, كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. It's mandatory, it's not optional. It's mandatory to do salah, it's fine. And that's why we have to highlight this. It's very, very important. We have to highlight actually that to believe in Allah, you have to take His orders in action. This is very, very important. Prophet Muhammad والسلام, told us a very, very simple hadith. How would I know that I am a believer? Very simple. Very simple hadith says, من ثرته حسنته وساءته سيئته فهو مؤمن. That means if you do something good, you will feel happy. And you will see actually doing something wrong, the same, will be unhappy. النفس اللوامة الذي أقسم الله بها. النفس اللوامة, consciousness. You have consciousness, you have to blame yourself if you've done something wrong. النفس اللوامة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating this to blame yourself, and that's iman. To get that nafs down, otherwise where are you going to get it? And that's why we have to understand the concept that when you get more and more to a believer, more and more you do what Allah actually is telling us to do. And what's also the benefit? In Surah Al-Furqan, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Believers, in تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, get more piety and believe and obedience to Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. مَا هُوَ الْفُرْقَانِ? الْفُرْقَانِ in the Arabic language, هُدَى, نُور, wisdom, that you use this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give it to you to know the right and wrong things. Not only also related to religion, even to your own decisions, your own life. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. And if you look at meaning, scholars actually said that this فُرْقَان is not specific to religion. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Because in a lot of times you need to make a decision, sometimes you're confused. You pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah actually, hopefully, that you will do the right decision. So you have to know that you mean to have the belief. Taqwa to Allah, piety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah actually will give you that furqan, will get you to that light, to get you to that wisdom, to know the differences between these things. Another hadith which is very, very important also, which is started, hadithuna li Muslim, al-Iman, believe. بضع وستون أو بضع وسبعون شعبة. Belief to Allah is about 70 or 60 شعبة section. أعلاها, the highest, أن لا إله إلا الله. To believe that Allah is one. وأدناها, the lowest, إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. الأذى is like a stone or anything that to actually move it around. So what would drive you to do that? If you find a stone in the middle of the road or something that somebody could be sleeping or something, that you put it aside. What drives you to do that? The belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be actually keen to get hasanat, plus points. The driver is the iman. That what makes you to do it is the iman, is the belief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, why are you going to do it? So if you start to differentiate, that would be a problem. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. It is a very important concept that a lot of times scholars mentioned, and I'll explain it in Arabic now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to explain it in English. It's very important. إرادة تتبعها عقيدة وعقيدة تتبع إرادة. What does that mean? An إرادة, willing to do something. تتبع عقيدة, which means it follows your belief. All Muslims should do this. You have to have a belief first, to believe in Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the ayat, as I told you, first it's called, Ya Ayyuha al-Mu'minun, to stress the belief first. Then, Kutiba alaykum as-salam, the action, al-irada, that means I'll do fasting, or I'll do so and so, or I'm not going to drink wine, or whatever it is. So you have to have the belief first. And that means willing, tatba' aqeed, that means follows a faith. The other way around is absolute dalal, wrong side. Wahiyah. العقيدة التي تتبع إرادة. That means you have to have willing first, then you build your own faith according to what you believe. And I have an example. A time ago, a Muslim actually asked me a question. Where did Allah said actually that liquor is forbidden? And I asked him a question, honestly, do you drink? He said yes, okay. And that is, this is the point. العقيدة التي تتبع إرادة. He wants to have to justify the action. It's extremely wrong. And we Muslims do not do that. And I've explained to him where is it and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said explicitly that it's absolutely forbidden, even to avoid approaching the places. And this is very, very important. We have to have a willing irada follows aqeedah, tatba' aqeedah. A lot of times, and you see, you come across a lot of times, and especially actually countries that try somehow to highlight that they are secularists and so on and so, try to find to justify the action because they have the willing first not to follow. Now I'm trying to find what justified my action. There's a very common research that's been done in Egypt for actually people behind bars because of theft. Ask them a very common question, very simple. Why did you make this? Why did you actually stole this or have done this? One answer is getting from more than 95. Everybody's doing it. He's trying to justify it. Why are you doing it? Everybody's doing it, so I'm not wrong. So because the others do it. And that is the problem. Try to find the faith, something to believe, to justify the action. Because you actually build your own willing that I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to try to find something that supports my action. That's absolutely dalal. That is the wrong path. And we have to be very careful. Every time we do something, we have to ask ourselves, are we on the right path, yes or no? And I'll tell you something very simple. Story happened to Prophet, to companion Bilal radiallahu anhu. Before Islam, totally before Islam. Bilal, as you know, radiallahu anhu, he was a slave. He grew up as a slave, lived as a slave, and he was actually worshipping one of these statues. And every time he do this, he was actually always sent to for trading. He does his prayers to the statue and goes on and so on. And he was actually a friend to companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Before Islam, they were very good, very, very good friends. They've actually traveled together to Sham, Syria, Palestine. Jordan during that time was a valley. And during the trip itself, companion left before Prophet Muhammad.
companion Abu Bakr told companion Bilal radiallahu anhu that I've seen a dream and I want to know what's the explanation of that dream. So they went to one of the Ahbar priests actually, which was most of them were actually on Ahl al-Kitab al-Sham, that means real Christians on the right book. And he told them about the dream. And the interpretation of the dream, he was telling actually companion Abu Bakr that there is a prophet is coming where you live and you are going to be his first assistant. And then Bilal radiallahu anhu asked, what is that prophet going to ask us to do? He said, he's going to ask you to worship Allah, only Allah. And he said, only one? He said, yes, no status, nothing. He started to get, how could that happen? This is the first time, he was just like a shock. He spent all his life worshiping a statue, a piece of stone. And suddenly now he's telling me, no, you're wrong. When he came back, and that is the action that I want you to follow. He started to get suspicious and ask himself, am I going to come? He gets standing in front of the statue and said, I don't know whether you are really the God or not. I've been spending all my life just worshiping you. Just like at the end, I'm not just a piece of stone. And somebody else is going to tell us, you're not the God. And somebody else is the God. That's the very simple action. He starts to get the idea, am I right or wrong? That's how we should do. We should ask before the action, am I right or wrong? Before taking the action, then try to justify. This is very, very important, and we have to get that action. We have to believe, I have to be sure that what I'm doing, especially when it comes to worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any actions that we do, simple things could be sinned. Al-kalima al-tayyiba sadaqa, the good word is a sadaqa, and you will not do it unless you are a believer. وَمَنْ سَرَّتُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَسَيَأَتُهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That this is just like to measure yourself. When you do something, are you happy with doing it? If you are unhappy, this is what started to get to the right path. وَمَنْ سَرَّتُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَسَيَأَتُهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ. That means if you are happy with good things that you've done, you're a believer. If you're unhappy with wrong things that you've done, you are a believer because you started to get conscious about something that you do. And we have to be at that action. We have to be at that level. Awareness. Whenever something you tell us, especially in the media these days, ask yourself, is that right or wrong? Are they telling us the right thing to do? Because media actually now is mixed, actually. Orange, bananas, and tomato, everything. And you can't figure out what is going on. And try, keep in mind, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. You have to get to the right path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the Furqan, al-huda, the light, the right path. We'll get to the right path. But you have to take the action. You have to start yourself to get it. And it's not that easy. And you will find a lot of resistance. Massive amount of resistance. And we are all living in a Western country. And I believe all of them, like myself, have been invited to parties where a lot of wine and liquor and things like, why are you not drinking? How could that happen? Believe me, you never tasted it? How can I know a lot of that one? You have to believe, yes, I don't drink. Quite simple. Whatever I believe, I believe. And I have to stand for what I believe. I'm not going to change it because whatever it is. Whatever I believe, I have to stand for it. Because I believe in faith that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that I made. And I have to be proud that I'm a Muslim. And I'm doing it because of Allah. I'm not getting any benefits. I mean tangible benefits. It's following Allah. Al-hubb fi ta'atillah. You have to love, to pray, and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you have to do. Al-hubb fi ta'at al-rasul. You have to love to obey Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And obedience has to be actually accepted. You have to have content. You have to have rida. Yourself, you have to have content that you are obeying Allah and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. If you get to that level, you will have the confidence. But whatever you do, you have to have the confidence. Because a lot of people will ask you, why are you doing this? Yes, because Allah, of my religion, is telling me to pray 5 times a day. Yeah, that's my religion. You don't have that religion, I have this. And if you actually travel in New York, JFK, you find a lot of corners in the airport for Jewish to pray. A lot of times, and you find that black corner. And I've traveled and worked there a lot of times. A black corner is for Jewish to start and pray. And they do it in front of other people. Because they believe what they believe. We have to do this. We have to stand for what we believe. The problem is that we don't do this, and that's why everybody is just hitting us left and right. If we stand for what we believe, we will be the right ummah. كنتم خير أمة خرجت للناس. You have been the best ummah, the best nation. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. That's what we should do. تأمرون بالمعروف. You have to order the right path. وتنهون عن المنكر. The bad things that Allah told us not to do. We have to highlight this point to get to be the best ummah. And if you look at the Islam, for more than 1,000 years, we have been the strongest nation. Why? We're just following what Allah told us to do. من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. توكلك على الله. That means depend on Allah. That's it. This is what we have to do. من أرضى الله في غضب الناس كفاه الله مؤونة الناس. You have to satisfy Allah, even if people are not satisfied. كفاه الله مؤونة الناس. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give you the blessing. You don't need people. All you have to do is just follow Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Whatever Allah سبحانه وتعالى told us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم إنا نستغفرك بذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وادخلنا في زمرة رحمتك أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر لنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. وارزقنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك بذنوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا وادخلنا في زمرة رحمتك كما برحمتك وسعت كل شيء يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلي وسلم وبارك على عبدك وحبيبك ورسولك سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. أقولك بهذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة.